The Massachusetts Gaming Commission will continue its investigation into Wynn Resorts and its former CEO, Steve Wynn. Wynn stepped down amid reports of alleged sexual misconduct. The commission's probe could affect the license of the company's $2.4 billion casino that's now under construction in Everett. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has the latest.
The State Gaming Commission met a day after Wynn's resignation and presented an update on its investigation following the explosive Wall Street Journal story. That story detailed allegations of repeated sexual misconduct by Steve Wynn over many years, including exposing himself, pressuring employees for sex, one of whom he paid a $7.5 million settlement to. Ed Bedrosian, the executive director of the Gaming Commission, says Wynn's resignation raises additional concerns, including questions about Wynn's continued stock ownership. To what degree will he retain management and control over the company and the casino in Everett? And the impact of all this on the brand and finances of the operation?
These are issues that will need to be considered. I am telling you that our investigation aggressively continues. In our expectation of cooperation on behalf of our licensee is very high given the gravity of these issues.
The scope of the State Commission's investigation is broad. This is an industry that wants to promote high ethical standards and good reputations from its license holders. So investigators want to know who else in Wynn Resorts knew about the allegations of sexual misconduct against Wynn and that $7.5 million settlement. Here's Steve Crosby, the chairman of the Gaming Commission, who participated in yesterday's meeting by telephone.
A central question is, what did the board of directors and staff know, and when did they know it, about the settlement and the associated allegations? That's a critical point for us and for the public of Massachusetts to know ASAP.
The commission is also investigating how the current situation could affect the financial stability of the company. Executive Director Ed Bedrosian acknowledged that there's a sense of urgency, but he said investigations which need to be based on facts can take time. Meanwhile, construction continues on the $2.4 billion casino in Everett, known as Wynn Boston Harbor, which already rises high above the Mystic River in Everett. But there are suddenly lots of questions about it. Chief among them, will all this affect plans to open by June of 2019? Will it open at all? And if it does, will it bear Wynn's name? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.